No, I cannot get that song out of my heart. They sung last night at an aging family song.
Yeah.
What a beautiful day for the Lord to come again.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Lord has surely blessed us with a beautiful day. Amen. We've had several beautiful days this week, and I'm hearing that we're going to have some more beautiful days. Amen. But sometimes we get in those days where it just don't seem so beautiful. We get down and out, and things discourage us along the way. You know, as a Christian, it's not all a bed of roses. It's not all tiptoeing through the tulips, as the song says. Amen. It's a hard way of living sometimes.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
The Bible says the way of a transgressor's heart. I understand that. Amen. The road, so to speak, is simple. It's easy, but it's not simple. Amen.
Yeah.
And what's on my heart today is kind of like that song said, the sun's coming up in the morning. Amen. There's a verse in the Bible that talks about how weeping may endure for the night, but joy comes in the morning.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
My heart, what's on my heart tonight has to do a little bit with that. Amen. But if you got your Bibles, if you would, turn with me to 2 Timothy chapter 3. We're going to start reading there. Got a few places to go. Try not to hold you long this morning. But I tell you what, I'm glad today that the Lord is very much alive, amen, very much ready to answer, ready to hear our prayers, if we would just let Him know exactly what's on our heart. The Bible says you have not because you ask not, amen.
Yeah.
We need to start doing some more asking, amen.
Yeah.
We expect to receive anything of God, but ask with faith, believing, nothing wavering, amen. Just pray for Him this morning. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 10. This is Apostle Paul speaking to Timothy. He thought of Timothy as one of his own sons. I believe he said the same thing to Titus. It says, "But thou," talking to Timothy, "hath known, fully known, my doctrine, manner of life, purpose, my faith, my long-suffering, my charity, my patience." You know all that. "Even persecutions," he says, "persecutions, afflictions, which came unto me at Antioch, and Iconium, and Lystra, what persecutions I endured." Those places over there in Acts are the places where they wanted him to get out of the country and stop preaching Jesus, and they stoned him for it.
Right.
That's the places he's mentioning here. He said, "But listen to this, but out of all them, the Lord delivered me." Out of all of them, the Lord delivered me.
Yeah.
"Now this is the burden of my message. Yea, all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution." "But evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived." And that's as far as we're going to read right now. But amen, as we had our drive on the way over here, looking at the countryside and looking at all the things that are going on, and enjoying the Lord's creation on the way down here, you know, I began to study the Bible a little bit, then I'd ponder a little while and be able to think in my mind of different things. And didn't know exactly where the Lord wanted me to go. I had a few different places to go in Scripture. And amen, I said, "Lord, just show me what you want me to preach on." And amen. And I began to realize that when I started preaching a message in my mind, that's where the Lord wanted me to be. Because that's what I seemed to latch on to.
Yeah.
Amen. And for you preachers out there that have problems, struggle with what a message to give, I'd like to give you that little bit of advice there. Whatever your soul continues to latch on to, and you begin to preach in your mind and your spirit rises up, that's get likely what God wants you to go with.
Amen.
But this verse came to my mind as I was going down the highway, begin to think of these things. Amen. You know, I'll probably go to these places later, but I'm just going to try to do this as the Lord leads.
Yeah,
amen. But the Bible talks about suffering persecution. Amen. We all go through a tribulation. We go through stress. We go through trials. Amen. The Bible says it rains on the just and the unjust alike. Amen. It ain't no different for me, Brother Jerry, than some lost man out there. He goes through problems too. But I tell you, there is a difference, amen, when you realize that you got somebody as a Christian, amen, to lean on, amen, when things get going rough. And you got somebody to call upon, amen, that'll be there 24-7, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. His line is never busy, amen. Business hours are always open.
Amen.
You got somebody to rely on and talk to,
amen.
And tell you troubles about.
Yeah.
Over there in the book of Peter, amen, it says, Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that He may exalt you in due time.
Amen.
Casting all your care upon Him, for He careth for you. God cares for us. As we heard Wednesday night, Dad talked about us being precious to the Lord. He cares for His people. Amen. Amen. And as we read on down here, Peter said, "Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour." "Whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world." Hey, your brethren are those that are godly in Christ Jesus. And the Bible just said, all that are godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. Amen. Paul began to tell Timothy of his manner of persecutions, his manner of afflictions. He began to note down in that to kind of subtly warn Timothy that if I went through it, you're going to go through it too. Even Jesus said, if they hate me, they'll hate you. He warned us about that. Later on, Peter says, "But the God of all grace," listen to this, "the God of all grace, who hath called us unto His eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that ye have suffered a little while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, settle you." Amen. You know, there's a reason we go through trials. There's a reason we go through temptations. Amen. The Bible says, I believe it was Peter, once again, it said, "Think it not strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened unto you." Amen. James talked about the trying of your faith and of your patience, and letting patience have her perfect work. I begin to think about this, how the temptations and the trials and the persecution and the suffering that we go through on a daily basis, amen, it is serving, amen, a purpose. Amen. It's like men on the potter's wheel. That wheel's spinning, the world just keeps it going. We see all these things happen in the world today, and even in our personal lives, I go through different things. That Brother Jerry don't go through. He goes through things I don't go through. The Brother A.G. last night began to talk about some things he'd been dealing with, and began to tell everybody that we all go through things. It's just a little bit of time on the potter's wheel. He's spinning us around and trying to get all the imperfections out of us so we can be a fit vessel for Him. And every time we go through persecution, just think of it, I'm on the potter's wheel. Amen. God is trying to pick away the pieces that don't need to be there. The small imperfections, the little foxes that spoil the vine, the little things in life can hurt sometimes the
world.
But Peter said, that's a little affliction. After you've suffered a little while, just a little while. Why? Because God is making you perfect through that suffering. He's establishing you through that suffering. He's strengthening you through that suffering. And He is settling you through that suffering. Amen. To be settled means to build your house on the rock and not on the sand. Amen. To be settled. If you had your heart set and your mind made up, your foot's on the rock. Amen. It's made so that you're unmovable and steadfast, as the Bible says. God wants to make sure that you're steadfast in Him. And that's why temptations and trials seem to come our way. That's why bad things happen to good people, so to speak. Shane brought that up in Sunday school. That's why things happen. Amen. God wants to see where our loyalty lies. And He wants us to know that we can become strong in Him. I begin to think about, you know, old Michelangelo, the Renaissance artist. They used to ask him when he would make his sculptures, how do you make something so lifelike? How do you make something so realistic, so beautiful? I believe the answer he gave them was, well, I just see what's inside that block of marble and that block of stone, and I chip away at everything that's not part of it. Until it's out, until it's released. And that's what God is doing. He sees a lump of clay. Amen. That clay sometimes gets hard, Brother Caleb. And he begins to see everything that the person inside could be. Hey, if we just let our life, be in the potter's hands, and the clay begins to chip away at it, and those little things we feel in our life that begin to hurt, begin to bother us, that's just another little chip gone as He chisels away the person inside, the inner man, that God sees on the inside, that he can chip all that stuff away, and we can come forth, as Job said, when he tried me, I'll come forth as gold. I begin to think of that word glory. Begin to think about Moses when he come down from the mountain talking with God.
Right.
His face shone so bright that they said, cover him up, we can't look at him. Paul talked about the sufferings.
Yeah.
He talked about the glory, amen, that we would be able to have in us. He said in Romans 8, verse 18, for I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us.
Yeah.
Amen. When we come out of this old shell, amen, we're going to be like Christ. Christ had a body that was glorified. When he was transfigured, his face shone just like the brightness of heaven.
Amen.
And when God works on the outside and he perfects the inner man, whenever we leave this old body behind, one day after a while, the glory that's going to be inside of us, that light that's going to be pouring forth out of our soul, amen, this old world can't compare to that. Those sufferings that we go through, the people, I can't tell you, every day seems like I hear the word cancer.
Mm-hmm.
Every day, you can't escape it. It used to be AIDS. It used to be the flu. It's cancer nowadays.
Yes.
We suffer things in this life. We're human. We have to deal with things. We suffer persecution. We suffer agony and torment sometimes. But it also says in Romans 8:28, we know that all things work together for good to them that love God and who are called according to His purpose.
Amen.
There's a lot of things we've had questions about.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes in this life we don't get an answer to.
Amen.
I'm reminded of Abraham when he saw the promise, he wasn't a partaker of it. He didn't get to fully experience that.
Amen.
We go to our graves sometimes having questions not answered.
Mm-hmm.
Mothers go to their graves sometimes having prayers not answered. Well, the ultimate thing is that we realize that God is working everything out.
Mm-hmm.
God has got a plan. He's in control.
Yeah.
Amen. And the things that we go through in this life, if we could just realize that we lay aside those weights and lay aside all the problems that are in our own life and realize that God is making something great out of us.
Amen.
And we can be effective for Him not only in the life to come, but in this life. We give it all we got. Amen. And we go attend service. We try to back each other up. We go attend other churches, go to their revivals, go to their singing. So, amen. It's all to strengthen one another. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Who knows, there might be somebody at that other church that has a testimony of victory and that you needed to hear. We don't know what's down the road. That's why Jesus said it's important to watch and to pray and to be ready. We don't know the hour the Son of Man is coming. We don't know the hour we might see our victory. We don't know the hour we might be able to finally get past all the things that we've been going through. Paul said, out of all of them, the Lord delivered me. David over in Psalm 34 talked about the righteous crying to the Lord, and He delivered them out of all of their troubles. Have we forgot how big God is?
Right.
Man, I love that song they sung last night. Big enough. He is big enough, folks. To get us through any trial, any circumstance we go through. He gets us through anything that the devil throws at us. And let me tell you, the devil will throw a lot. He's thrown a lot at this church, amen. I've seen him go through ups and downs, seen him go through struggles, amen. But guess what? We're still here, amen.
That's
still standing.
Yeah.
I like what Shane brought up this morning about how that we go back and we wonder why we can't remember 20 years ago when God delivered us.
Yeah.
And it began to remind me that we stir up our minds by pure way of remembrance. When we get in the Word of God, we're reminded of where God brought Israel from. We're reminded of where God brought the Christians from in the early days of the church. And we can depend on the same God they did to bring us out of it.
Amen.
Just a little while longer.
Yeah.
He that endureth to the end shall be saved. I don't believe we got much longer.
Amen.
Lord, it's soon to come.
Right.
Amen. He's looking for those that are still faithful when He returns.
Yeah.
One more verse of Scripture and then I'm done. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Bible says in verse 15, for all things are for your sakes, that the abundant grace might through the thanksgiving of many redound unto the glory of God. Now let me go back one verse to give you this context. Knowing that He which raised up the Lord Jesus shall raise us up also by Jesus and shall present us with you.
Praise the Lord.
Verse 16, he says, for which cause, because of this, we faint not. Because we know that God's going to raise us up.
Yeah.
As He raised Christ. There is a resurrection. But though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day.
Right.
For our light affliction. Paul goes once again into how light that affliction is compared to the glory revealed in us. Our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. If you think about all the gold in Fort Knox, how much that weighs, that's a toothpick compared to what God's going to reveal in us.
That's right, yeah.
That's a feather, a sheet of paper, lighter than air. That gold's going to melt. It's going to burn with fervent heat one day after a while.
Yeah.
But the treasure we've laid up in heaven is still going to be there.
Amen.
It's eternal. And it's a far better weight for us than the afflictions that we currently got our mind on. We've got to get our mind back on God. Don't be like Peter. You start to sink when you get your mind off God.
Right.
He's right there in the midst of the trouble with you, but you're looking at everything else. Look at Jesus. Look at the Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. And you'll be able to stand above the waves. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal.
Mm-hmm.
This building, our bodies, everything in here, temporal. It will decay, it will pass away. But the things which are not seen are eternal.
Amen.
The things which God is working out for us as that eternal way to glory are eternal.
Amen.
That's why he said to look up to the heavens, amen. In Colossians, let me read that for you. If you then be risen with Christ, Colossians 3:1, seek those things which are above.
Yeah.
Where Christ is, where he sitteth, on the right hand of God. Set your affections on things above, not on things on earth.
Amen.
That's where your source of strength comes from. That's where your power comes from.
Yeah.
If you're trying to plug your vacuum cleaner in something besides a wall socket, it ain't going to work. You go straight to the source.
Yeah.
Everybody in the world today, even churches, are trying to find the source in the pills and the pharmacies and in the psychologists, and they're looking everywhere but to God.
Amen.
How do I know that? The Bible says there's nothing new under the sun. Amen. There are people in the Bible that went everywhere but God.
Right.
A woman who had the issue of blood for 12 years went to physicians, spent all she had, and didn't get better. Got worse.
Amen.
King Asa, when he was diseased in his feet in the Bible in 2 Chronicles, he got mad at God. Instead of going to God, he went to physicians and he died suddenly.
Yeah.
He died very quickly and slept with his fathers, the very next verse says.
Yeah.
We got to get back to God.
Amen.
God knows how to take care of this thing.
Yeah.
We got to get back to God as we stand today.